Let's go and have a chat with Chris Williams. He had success during the week at Wyong. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Good to talk to you on a Saturday. Some good opportunities today.
Yeah, no, the boss has given me some good opportunities. So with a bit of luck, I might be able to do something today.
What is your story? Where did you start off, Chris?
I started off originally at Anthony Cummings in Sydney. I was just on the ground there. Working as a stable hand, and then to get riding experience, I moved back out to bush, out to Peter Nestor's.
Oh, yeah.
I was out there for almost 6 years. It took me a fair while to sort of work my way up. He taught me to be a horseman before I become a jockey. So, yeah, I had a good grounding there and had a lot of people out there, Cody and many other people that sort of helped me along the way. And then I did a little stint, 4 month stint at Kim Moore's, and then I had a little break just away from racing for a few personal reasons, and then come back, and Mr. Bridge was kind enough to give me another chance, and yeah, it's been going quite well.
Okay, you've had a good grounding then, and how many winners have you ridden throughout your career so far?
Off the top of my head, I think that could be almost 90.
Okay.
Yeah, I outrode my country claim, and then I think I've ridden 4 or 5 in the provincials and I think 3 in town.
Okay, and then and your riding weight, how's that?
It could be better. It's slowly getting down. It was a fair bit of a struggle just because I was so muscly, and before I started racing, I played football. So, yeah, I went to the gym and put on a lot of muscle, and then, yeah, tried to do the opposite. It's been... yeah, a bit of a slog to get it down, but now I've got a good dietitian here in Sydney, and yeah, it's going really well. So with a bit of luck, hopefully in a few months I can lower it back down again to 53 and give myself a lot more opportunities.
Okay, and Les is a good man with a horse. Is he a good boss? I suppose when he talks, you listen.
Yeah, it's crazy. The way he picks up things that you don't even think he realises, but he picks up things that not even the vets can pick up. It's crazy how good of a horseman he is, and he keeps me level-headed and tells me to put my head down, bum up, and try not to get in too much trouble and work hard, and the success will come.
For sure, and hopefully it comes today. Zonk in race 4. What have you made of her trials?
Yeah, she's been not too bad. Last time I rode her at Kensington, she bled on me, and she fought all the way to the line, and after that she just didn't handle the heat, and coming back this time of year, it's a little bit cooler. Her trials have been not too bad, but from her last trial, she's come on quite well, and yeah, she's a pretty good chance.
Okay, and race 8, Tip Top, he's resuming off 2 wins and does get your claim today.
Yeah, he's a tough old honest horse. Everyone likes him. Yeah, he's got a big weight today, but yeah, he's a big, strong horse, and he's going super at the moment. And from the barrier, we'll just pop out, probably be midfield somewhere, and try to get him to relax. And hopefully with a bit of luck, we can get some free room to run up the straight, and he'll be doing his best work late, that's for sure.
Okay, and you finished with the Polaris Jack in the last, where you got him home the other day.
Yeah, he's a handful at track work, and he's been a bit of a handful for the farriers, but no, he's going super. He's come on leaps and bounds from his last run. He's got a lot fitter, so yeah, with a bit of luck, sort of, I guess it'll be a much similar race to last time. We'll just pop him out, and hopefully I can get him to relax and let him do his best work late. But yeah, he'll be up there in the first couple.
Mm. All right, well, it's a good time to be riding winners coming into winter, because there's more opportunities for apprentices at this time of year. So it's nice to get 3 nice rides of a Saturday.
Yeah, it's very good. Very appreciative of the boss giving me a leg up on him, and just hopefully I can reward him with a winner or two.
Beautiful, Andrew.
Good on you, Chris. Yeah, good luck today, mate. Hope they all run well for you.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, mate. Chris Williams joining us there, riding Zonk, Tip Top and Polaris Jack for Les Bridge.